ati suno prema valita sukharase mamagura sati suno prema valita sukharase mamagura maya labhuram labhuram tava pada prasadam sumaduram maya labhuram labhuram tava pada prasadam sumaduram कृपा पारावारस्त्वमसि भुवि ज्ञातं पुनरिदं कृपा पारावारस्त्वमसि भुवि ज्ञातं पुनरिदं शरण्यं त्वां याचे तव चरण सेवां प्रतिदिनं शरण्यं त्वां याचे तव शरण सेवां प्रतिदिनं ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद्भागवतम् 7941 एवं स्वकर्मा पतितं भवा वैतरण्या एवं स्वकर्मा पतितं भवा वैतरण्या अन्योन्य जन्म मरण आसन भीता भीतं अन्योन्य जन्म मरणासन भीत भीतं पश्यन् जनं निपतितं स्वपरिग्रह वैर मैत्रं पश्यन् जनं स्वपरिग्रह वैर मैत्रं हन्तेति आपचरा पिप्री मूढं अद्य हन्ते पिपापचर पिप्री मूढमद्य एवं स्वकर्म पतितं भव वैतरण्या अन्योन्य जन्म मरणासन भीत भीतं पश्यन् जनं स्वपर विग्रह वैर मैत्रं हन्ते पापचरपि प्रेमोढमद्य
Translation. My dear Lord, you are transcendentally situated on the other side of the river of death. We are suffering on this side of the river of death on account of the resultant action of our own activities and have thus fallen in this river. We are suffering the pangs of repeated birth, death, and awful arrangements. Not only me, but on behalf of all others in suffering conditions, kindly see upon them, and out of your causeless mercy and compassion, deliver us and thus maintain us.
Evam sakarma patitam bhavavaitaranyam annanna janma marana sanabhita bhitam pasyan janam sapara vidgaha vaira maitram antiti para sarasutihi muramadhyā.
So this is our
material condition of that. Prahlad Maharaj is describing one after another. So, sometimes foolish person accuse God that why he has put us into this miserable condition, different states, status of life, somebody is rich, somebody is poor, somebody is diseased, somebody is healthy, so many varieties. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said, Keshava Tuva Jagata Vichitra. Vichitra means variety. So, if God is kind, oh, why he has made so many varieties? This is not the common question you meet. You are preaching the inquiry. Why God is not kind to everyone? Why he has made this distinction? So this is not God's reason. We should know that it is my creation. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, even saparma putitam. Just like a man is condemned to death. In the court, the judge gives the judgment that this murderer should be hanged. So, it is not the judge that he is giving order to the murderer to be hanged. It is the murderer who has created his situation to be hanged. This is the reason. Not that the judge is partial, he is giving order to somebody that he must get degree for $2 million, he must have it. Another man is condemned to death. It is not that the judge is partial, is giving somebody $2 million and somebody is ordered to be hanged. The judge is impartial. Deja Thaman, Prakrita, Karmana, Devanatrina. This is the version. We act according to our whims, and the resultant action is therein. This is nature's law, God's law is there. We have got experience that if we infect some disease, contaminate disease, then we must suffer from that disease. So it is not God's creation that somebody is suffering from some painful condition and somebody is enjoying. No. We infect ourselves with some contamination. Because this world, this material world is full of contamination. Full of contamination. That's right. When there is epidemic, the whole situation is contaminated. Therefore, one has to take vaccine, injection to protect himself. So anyone who has come to this material world must know that he has come in a place which is a place of epidemic. So you must have to remain very cautious. Otherwise you will have to suffer. So in different ages, in different times, different types of medicines and vaccines are recommended. But in this age, Kali, it is so dangerously contaminated that no other process of medicine will act. Which is, what is then the rescue? The only medicine is Harinama. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Harinama, Harinama, Harinama is the only medicine. to become free from the infection. This Harinama is the only medicine. Bhavoshadhi. Aushadhi means medicine. Parikshit Maharaj says, Harinama, this chanting of Hare Krishna, is not meant for the partitioned soul. Because, as soon as one chants Hare Krishna Mahamantra, he immediately becomes free from the contagious position. There is a verse, Yata Hari Name Jato Pap Hare, Papi Hoye Tato Pap Hari Vare Nare. One chanting of Hare Krishna Mantra is so powerful that all the sinful reaction of life immediately gone. We have read the life of Agami. He was very, very sinful. He committed so many sins like today. But at the last moment, he simply chanted Narayana. Immediately he became free. Immediately Vishnu came to rescue him from the hands of the Jamadu. But see, what is the power of chanting the holy name of but this is fact, that if we chant Hare Krishna, we immediately become free from all contamination of this material world. Provided we don't commit it. That is, then we finish all the resultant natural contamination of this material world. Provided we remain without being fallen again. Therefore, there is dasavidha nama parah. You know, 10 times of offenses. So if you chant Hare Krishna mantra, being careful not to commit the 10 times of offenses, then you are immediately liberated. The most dangerous offense is namna balad dasahi papa buddhi. If we think, I am so fortunate, I have got this hajna, and it can vanquish all kinds of sinful reactions, so a very good instrument, I go on committing all kinds of sinful activities and chant for it. Then it will be neutralized. This is the most dangerous offense. Namna gala jasahi papa buddhi. Because I know that by chanting Hare Krishna I shall be free from all resultant action of sinful. So let me go on and throughout whole day I shall commit all kinds of sinful activities and in the evening I shall chant Hare Krishna. Everything will be good. This rascal now is very, very dangerous. But very careful. Don't take Hare Krishna mantra as an instrument to neutralize your sinfulness. Don't take it. It is a fact. That as soon as you are initiated with Hare Krishna mantra, you become free, but don't commit it again. Aranarema. Just like Jagai Madhai. Jagai Madhai was most dangerously sinful person, and they surrendered to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You know the story that he endured. Both the brothers endured Nityananda Prabhu. You see, Nityananda Prabhu was so persistent that he decided that in spite of all the faults of these two persons, I shall deliver. So, when he was injured by these two brothers, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very, very angry and he immediately called for his chakra to kill this sinner. And Nityananda Prabhu requested, my dear Lord, in this incarnation, you promised that you will not take any weapon to kill. So don't kill them. Have mercy on them. This is Vaishnava. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became pacified. In the meantime, these two brothers fell on the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. So, excuse us and save us in this world. They became friends. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made one condition, that you have committed so many sinful activities. I shall excuse them immediately, provided you promise that you will not commit again. This is initiation. This is called initiation. That to the spiritual master or Krishna, we surrender, he immediately excuses all sinful reaction of life. But if he commits again and again, that is not very good purpose. By chanting Hare Krishna mantra, he becomes immediately free, undoubtedly. But if we take it as an instrument for committing sinful activity, then the danger is that it. That's why in the Christianity there is a process of confession.
Yes.
That throughout the whole week we commit all sinful activities and on Sunday he simply I have committed these things and give some fine. This process is not good. We should not do that. Confession. Yes, sir. I think in your country there was a movement, moral rearmament. Their process was that you commit sinful activities, but you confess. Then it will be neutralized. That was the formula. But I don't think it was successful. It could not be successful. That is not possible. Process is that by my karma, I have become sinful. Now, I have got the remedial measure, chanting of Hare Krishna, but I shall not commit again. Then it is successful. Then it is successful. Immediately. Ram Nath Balaja, but you should not take advantage of it. The year Prahlad Maharaj says, even Saparma Potitam, by my own sinful activities, I am now in this condition, status of life, in this material world. It is not created by God. We create. Parmana Devanestri, no? God, the Supreme Authority, just like Yamaraj, he is there, representative of God. He gives his judgment, what kind of body I'll have to accept after death. Therefore, this atheist class and the deny to accept the next part. But that is not the fact. The next part is there. The example is very nicely given by Krishna. Dehinasmin tatha dehi kaumara jovanam jara tatha dehantar prati dehastrasana. So, he is a child, now there are so many boys, that if he says, no, I will not become a young man. I shall be man. That is not possible. He has to change his word. There is no question that he does not like to change his word. No, he must have. So similarly, this body, when it is finished, you may say, I don't believe there is another body. But there is, must. exactly like that. But a young man, he may think, this body is very nice, I'm enjoying, I shall not become old man. No, you must become. That is the law. You cannot say. Similarly, after this, when this body is finished, you must have another body. Prakadihantara-prati. And he is speaking the supreme law, the supreme path. He is the supreme authority. And if you, by your ordinary reason, you try to understand that what is the law, and it is a very simple example is given there. So there is life, you cannot deny it. There is life. Now, that life, that body is not in your hand. At the present moment, the life is there. You are very proud of your knowledge. You are very impudent to accept the existence of God. You can do that foolishly. But after death, you are completely under the control of nature. You cannot avoid. This life, when you are foolish, you can say, I don't believe in the government's law, whatever I can do. But when you are arrested, then everything changes. Then simply slap and fools. That's all. So we are so foolish that we do not believe in the next life. That is simply foolishness. That is next life. Especially when Krishna says, you can say we don't believe. You don't believe and not believe. It doesn't matter. You are under the laws of nature. Pratityakshyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa. Karanam gunasangarsa sadasat janma jonishu. Krishna says, why one has become nicely situated, why one is situated, one man is, one living entity is eating very nicely, very nice foodstuff, and another animal is eating stool. This is not accidental. This is not accidental. Because one has acted in such a way that he has to eat food. He must eat. But the Maya, illusory energy, is so clever that while the animal is eating food, he is thinking, I am enjoying him. This is karma. By eating stool, he is thinking that he is enjoying heavenly place. Unless he is powered by that ignorance, he remembers that I was, in my previous life, I was human being and I was eating so nice food stuff. Now I am obliged to eat stool. Then he cannot prolong. That is called pratyabhatmika asakti, maya. You forget, forgetfulness. So this forgetfulness is going on. Evaṁ satarna patitaṁ bhava-vaitaranyam anyanna janamamar. Here is again, anyanna janma. Not only this birth, but another birth, another birth, another birth. You cannot say that this is the final. No, that's not. Ananna janma marana. In another body also, there is birth and death. As in this body, we have got birth and death. Similarly, in another body also, either I take my birth as Lord Brahma or a small insignificant act. It doesn't matter. Any material body you take, there is birth and there is death. You may live, just like we are human beings, we may live for many years, 100 years, in comparison to the ant's life. Similarly, we may live 100 years, and Brahma is living for millions of years. it does not mean there is no death. Death must be there. One who has taken birth, he must die. Janma marana. And as soon as you take birth, all the material conditions, sita apajantana, atyastigadi bhoti nadi, you have to accept. There is no refusal. As soon as you take birth, janma marana, jara, janma mitu jara bari. As soon as you take birth, then you have to take jara, old age, and bad heat, and disease, and last, moron. So we do not understand. This is called ignorance, foolishness. Pranam Maharaj Vaishnava, he understands that I am fallen in this miserable condition, even saparma patita, by my own activities. Not only I, everyone in this miserable condition. No. Don't think that he is suffering, I am dying. I am also suffering. If I am not suffering now, I will have to suffer. Suffering must be there. This world is meant for suffering. Dukkhalayam asatam. Krishna says, this is a place for suffering. You cannot enjoy. That is not possible. Dukkhalayam asatam. Nāprabhanti mahātmā. Samsiddhim paramātmā. Unless you attain the complete perfection of life, samsiddhim paramātmā, there is no question of stopping your miserable condition of life. Therefore, Prahlāda Mahārāja says, paschan janam sapara vigraha vairam hastam. And in each and every life, there will be this distinction. This is mine, and this is yours. You are my friend, you are my enemy, I am your friend. This contradiction is wrong. You cannot, that you see the whole world, they are sometimes fighting as enemies. And sometimes they are trying to make the United Nations. You see, practically. Sometimes boyra, enemies, and sometimes maitra, friends. But this is all illusion. They will never become friendly. It is not possible. These contradictions will continue. Suffera boyra. And three situations. You suffer, I suffer. I snatch your ears and you snatch my ears. That's all. You have seen the punishment between the two birds. So, we shall create this enmity and so-called friendship and then suffering. This is saparavairam antiti kvarataka piti mulam. Mulam. You know all that. We are trying to create peaceful condition. It is not at all possible, peaceful condition. And this rascal must know it clearly. That there cannot, by your manufacturing, some League of Nations or United Nations, it is not possible. The United Nations, and every year a flag is increased. Another flag. Very nice. Increasing the flag. That means, this is it. I don't agree with you. We don't want to remain with you. We must have Pakistan. We don't want to remain with Hindustan. So, all right. We don't want this. We don't want this. This is fighting going on. Sapara, going on. This is the condition of this material world. And we must suffer the threefold miseries. So, where is happiness? But because we are illusion by the external energy, therefore we think that we are making good arrangements to live peacefully and we shall live peacefully. Where is peace? You have to die. You don't want to die, you have to die. You don't want disease, you must suffer from disease. You don't want to become old man, you must become old man. So where is your happiness? This is all foolishness. Therefore, Prahlada Maharaja says, Ante ti taparapi prihi moha. We are aspects, food. So we are suffering in this way. Kindly say. Thank you.